This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Anthony Brooks in Washington. Neil Conan is away. Say Cheech and you think Chong. With smoky cars, irreverent pull-my-finger jokes, and the utter disrespect for authority, Richard Cheech Marin and his partner Tommy Chong introduced audiences to L.A.'s most famous stoners back in the 1970s. Back then, their comedy routines became staples of high schools and college dorm rooms, and their movie Up in Smoke redefined laid-back stoner humor. 30 years on, the comedy duo has long since split up, but Cheech Marin is still busy. He's had TV and movie roles, he's written children's books, directed a few films. And perhaps most surprising to some, Cheech Marin is among the world's foremost collectors of Mexican-American or Chicano art. Later in the hour, the challenges of reporting while black, and we'll read from your letters. But first, Hollywood, art, and comedy with Cheech Marin. And if you have questions for Cheech, give us a call. What did Cheech and Chong mean to you? Or are you passionate about Chicano art or something in the middle? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And you can comment on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And before we start talking to Cheech Marin, do you remember this?
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
No, man. I'm Dave, man. Hey, come on, man.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with
Who?
Me. Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's not here.
No, man. I am Dave, man. Will you? Come on. Open up the door, will you? I got the stuff with me. I think the cops saw
Who
me.
Who is it?
Oh, what the hell is it? Come, man. Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the damn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Well, Dave's not here, but Cheech Marin is, the actor, director, writer, musician, art collector, and humanitarian. He joins us here in Studio 3A. And Cheech Marin, welcome to Talk of the Nation. It's great to have
nice
you.
It's nice to be here. Thank you very much.
We're going to talk to you about your love of Chicano art and other things that you're interested in these days. But take us back to those early days of Cheech and Chong. Where did that act come from?
You know, we started in a strip bar in Vancouver. It was funny because Tommy, we were both musicians throughout our lives, and I wound up in Vancouver, and Tommy, who's Canadian, was trying to run an improvisational theater company in his family's strip bar. It was Vancouver's first naked bar, and so he instituted this improvisational theater, but kept the topless element. You know, so it was like topless improv, which was about as much fun as a young boy could have.
Yes. Vancouver, Canada. I would have thought, you know, Las Vegas or something like that. But yeah. Canada. Hmm.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Well, Vancouver is like the San Francisco of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Now, that laid-back character from Cheech and Chong has shadowed you for many years. Mm-hmm. Is that a good thing? I mean, have you had enough of it? Would you like to be sort of disassociated with him forever?
Or? No, not at all. I mean, I love the legacy of Cheech and Chong. It's my calling card, and everything else is gravy. That was nice. I love that people, that legacy have stayed around for so long.
You know, when we were sitting around before the show trying to figure out what clip to play from Cheech and Chong years, that idea came up. Someone said, let's do the Dave's Not Here thing. Everybody was laughing. Everybody had heard it. You know it's coming. I must have heard that 1,000 times. It still makes me laugh.
Yeah.
What explains that?
It's one of those primal riffs. You know, the original story was that we were rehearsing to do our first album, and we were rehearsing this bit, and this is basically Tommy Chong's torture humor. And he said, "Why don't you go outside the door and just?" We were doing some other bit. I was supposed to knock on the door. He's supposed to come in, and we were supposed to do this other bit. And so it was 100 degrees outside, and I was wearing this long coat, and he's inside the air conditioned room, and so he just decided to screw with me, and so he started. And he just started doing that riff. I knocked out, "Who is it?" It's not supposed to say who is it. You're supposed to say come in. it's Dave. And he started doing that whole thing. And he finally opens the door, and he is just laughing his ass off. And he says, he'd been recording it on a little cassette. He says, "You got to hear this." And he played it for me. And we just both laughed our ass off.
It's a classic. Well, you guys made a lot of people laugh for probably a full generation. Why'd you split up? What happened?
I got sick of each other, I guess. You know, it's an older brother, younger brother syndrome. You know, when the younger brother gets old enough, he doesn't want to be dictated to. And it was the hardest thing to do in show business is a double, a team, because you have to compromise so much. And then, you know, especially a successful comedy team, you just kind of get tired of listening to the other guy, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Who brought what? I mean, in terms of the way, I mean, you guys sort of gelled.
I brought everything, he did nothing.
Yeah, I see. That's what I figured. I was getting to that. Yeah.
You know, it was where Cheech and Chong met is what made Cheech and Chong, is where we collided and understood, that's where the good stuff comes from. Any creative team, Jagger Richards, Lennon McCartney, all those kind of guys, was where they met.
Hmm. You're Mexican American, obviously proud of that. Obviously, we're going to talk about Chicano art, which you're a big booster of and collector of. But to what extent did you have to fend off accusations that your comedy played to certain stereotypes that might not have been kind to Mexican Americans?
Not at all.
Not really.
I mean, there were some maybe uptight Mexicans, but you know, they were Hispanic heritage, so we discounted them right away. Okay, go over there with these other Uncle Toms. and we were young. It was mostly the older generation. The younger generation got entirely what we were doing.
Mm. We're talking to Cheech Marin, actor, director, writer, musician, art collector, and humanitarian. He has one of the largest collections of Chicano art in the world. And you can join the conversation by calling 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Let's take a caller. Let's go to Ernesto. I don't know where Ernesto was calling from, but you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ernesto from San Antonio. How are you doing?
Hi, Ernesto.
Ernesto.
I just want to ask Cheech, who's your favorite Chicano artist right now? Like, who are you really collecting? Who are you into right now?
Well, there's a lot of them. There's new guys coming up all the time. It's like choosing among your favorite children. You're going to piss off somebody, you know.
I agree, man. Any plans on coming down to San Antonio anytime soon?
We were there with this show. Yeah, we opened the show. We just have finished a 5-year nationwide tour of Chicano Visions, and we started in San Antonio. One of my favorite artists right now is this young kid named Vincent Valdez, and he's from San Antonio.
Yes.
And he's the up-and-coming star. He's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. I got one of his works from the Conjunto Fest they have here in town.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's really nice.
Keep it. And support your local artists.
Yes, definitely. All right, thank you, Cheech.
All right, man.
Thank you, Ernesto. How did you get into art? You've become a great collector. I understand you have one of the largest collections of Chicano art. How did you get into
that? You know, I was self-educated in art from a very early age. I couldn't do it, so I started learning about it. From age of 11, 12, I used to go to the library and take out all the art books and just look at them and just, you know, familiarize myself with the art. And when it got, I was in a position to actually buy art, I discover these Chicano painters and started collecting them.
Hmm. Now, you stayed incredibly busy over the years since Cheech and Chong broke up. You worked as a comedian, a film actor, TV actor. Have you done it? And I guess what I'm getting at, success in Hollywood isn't always a place known for being kind or appreciative to diversity. And yet you've stayed incredibly busy there.
Yeah, well, you get married a bunch of times, you have to pay alimony, so that's kind of a little motor that runs your life. I've been very diverse in my interests. Mm. I came from a Catholic education, Catholic in the sense of being very diversified and being interested in a lot of things. So wherever I turned, I could show some interest there. I had this character that was easily exposed to different lights, and every time you turn them, you got a different exposure and a different aspect and a different facet of himself.
I mean, I guess I was going with that question at the beginning of the show. We played a clip where you said, the attitude in Hollywood for Mexican Americans is like, you know, a watermelon just sort of dropping off the truck as you roll over the border. And I'm just wondering if you really encountered that and how you overcame it.
Well, so, you know, the thing that you discover in Hollywood right away is Latinos, they give no credit for sophistication.
Yeah.
And where, in fact, we come from incredibly sophisticated cultural background. And so it's the gardener speaks English syndrome. You know, we've been talking talking in front of him all this time. And so, you know, you just kind of let it roll off your back and keep going, you know, with your eyes on the prize.
Okay, let's take another call. Let's go to John, who's calling from Rockford, Illinois. Hi, John.
John, speak to us.
Hello.
Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to thank Mr. Marin for the stupid early clip from Get Out of My Room.
Well, thank you very much.
What we would do is we would call up my aunt with the Warren Beatty section queued up. And when she would answer, we would play the hot, heavy breathing, but prior to Warren actually speaking. And we would then hang up, and not 15 seconds later, this was at my mother's instigation, not 15 seconds later, she would call and say, Sherry, he called again.
You know,
and
I think
we did this to her for 5 years, and we revived it after, must be 15 years. We just did it to her again this year. Thank you, John. Thanks for the call.
Cheech, bring the listeners in on this, because not everyone knows what John's referring to. What's the skit that he's referring to?
I don't remember. I was just going along with it.
You still with us, John?
Yeah. It was, I think, the last, very last album we made, and we did a takeoff on radio. We were all those folks, those albums on radio, and it was a early morning DJs called the Stupid Early Show.
I see. Well, we're talking with Cheech Marin about his comedy, his career, and his collection of Chicano art. You can join the conversation by calling 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. So tell us about the art. What's the show about that you're taking around the country right
now? I've just mounted this new show called Papel Chicano. It means Chicano paper, and it's works of, on paper by different various Chicano artists. I just finished a five-year tour of Chicano paintings. When we were here at the Smithsonian for 6 months, and phenomenally successful show. So I started mounting these smaller scale shows that I can show at smaller museums. And it's Chicanos are particularly good pastel drawers and drawers.
Well, let's pick up the conversation about Chicano art after the break. Give us a call. Have your questions ready for Cheech Marin at 800-989-8255 or send us an email. The address is talk@npr.org. I'm Anthony Brooks. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Anthony Brooks in Washington, sitting in for Neil Conan. However you know Cheech Marin, whether it's from Cheech and Chong, his movies may be Nash Bridges, he's made an impressive career for himself in Hollywood. What many people may not know is that he's also a passionate collector and supporter of Chicano art, and you can see a gallery of some of the works in his collection at our website, npr.org/talk. If you have questions for Cheech Marin about his career, his comedy, or his art, give us a call at 800-989-TALK, or email our address is talk@npr.org. And Cheech Marin, before the break, we were talking a little bit about this Papel Chicano, this art collection, which actually is a beautiful book that I'm looking at. What do you like about this kind of... Well, let me ask this question first of all. What is Chicano art? I mean, how do you describe it?
Oh, it's art by Chicanos. It's Chicano is a kind of a defiant self... self-defining art is about what defines a Chicano painter is painting about the Chicano experience from a myriad of different viewpoints, whether it be historical, sociological, humorous, gender-based, religious-based, and these different viewpoints put together give you the experience of being Chicano. And they paint it in a variety of different styles. Some are photorealist, some are primitivist, some are very little conceptual, some are abstract, but put them together and they form a school.
It's beautiful, bold stuff. Is it political?
Some of it is. I mean, the roots of Chicano art is political. It started out in the late 60s, an adjunct to the Chicano Civil Rights Movement. And it very gradually evolved into its own school of fine art. And that was my mission, to establish it as fine art, because before it had been characterized as merely agitprop folk art.
Hmm. And what about the term itself, Chicano? I'm interested about the sort of evolution of that, because there was a time when someone like me wouldn't have applied that prefix so easily to
Chicano.
To art.
Comes from, it was originally an insult from Mexicans to other Mexicans living in this country. The concept being that the Mexicans living in this country were no longer Mexicanos; they were something less. They were something smaller. They were chicos. They were chicanos,
little Mexicans,
little
right.
satellite Mexicans living. in the U.S. And so it was an insult. But over the course of the, of time, it really came to define the immigrant experience. And when I heard the term, it finally, oh, that's what I am. I'm a Chicano. I'm not American in that kind of traditional sense. And I'm not Mexican either, but I'm a Chicano.
We're talking to Cheech Marin. The number to join the conversation is 800-989-8255. Let's go to Trina, who is calling from Tucson. Hi, Trina. No, from Phoenix. Hi, Trina.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, Cheech.
Hi, Trina.
My dad grew up listening to you and Cheech and Chong. My dad is still a big fan. Catch him watching Cheech and Chong movies all too often. And I live in Arizona, in Phoenix, close to the border. Not too close, but closer than most. And I'm a Chicana. I'm proud to be a Chicana.
Way to go.
And I just wonder what you think about... I feel like sometimes I have an identity crisis with Mexicans that come from Mexico and being lumped kind of in that big group. And being here in the Southwest, you go places and people automatically talk Spanish to you, and I kind of grew up speaking Spanglish and can't understand them, but I just wondered if you ever had that same experience or how you kind of reconcile it.
Yeah, all the time you have that experience. People presume what you are or what your background is or what their expectations of you. I think that you're just kind of going to go forward from that. We're coming into a new age of Latino, especially Mexican and Chicano culture in this country. It'll be bigger than ever in the next 20 years. I was like you. I didn't grow up speaking Spanish. I grew up speaking English. I learned more Spanish as the years went by, only because I like it as a language. But I defy expectations, and I think everybody should. You know, that show, actually, the Papel Chicano show, is now in your area at Mesa, Arizona, at the Mesa Cultural Arts Center.
Oh, is it?
So go see it, because it's there till January, and it's a fabulous show.
Well, good. Thank you so much,
Trina.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Trina. Let's go to Michael, who's calling from Iowa. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Hi there. This is Michael. I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I grew up in L.A. I moved to Iowa a few years ago.
Why?
The question I wanted to ask was not just illegal immigration, but what about immigration plus illegal immigration? Where do you stand on that? I know it's a huge subject.
The history of this country is a history of immigration. You know, it's just it's a Mexican's turn to take the heat. It really depends on whose ox is being gored. We're in the largest wave of immigration ever in the history of this country right now. The thing that is different from other waves is that it's primarily from Mexico, and it's in every state.
Sure.
Every single state. There's a big, you know, I was living in Iowa. You know, there's a big Latino population.
Oh, big
there,
time.
As there is in every single other state. So the influence is going to be nationwide simultaneously. 85% of those immigrants are under 25.
Yeah.
Prime breeding age. And so the next wave in the next 20 years are all going to enter the mainstream simultaneously from coast
That's
to coast.
That's right. Yeah. Well, my last name is Barnes, but my father is actually a Mexican guy, and I look very lily white with blue eyes.
Yeah.
People go off on
Güero.
Hispanic people. Pardon me?
Güero.
But believe me, I carry the torch, man.
Very good, brother.
And I just wanted to thank you for such a wonderful career of humor, and what you're doing now with the humanities is beautiful.
My pleasure. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Michael, for the
okay.
call.
Take care now.
We want to play just a clip just to sort of keep us in the mood here. This is a clip of Cheech and Chong from the movie Up in Smoke.
Sir, what is your name?
What?
What's your name?
Isn't it on there on the license, man? Yeah, that's it. Pedro de Pacas, man. That's my name.
And what is your name, sir?
You scared me. Well, I told you my name, man.
Sir, what's your name?
Hey, what's your name, man? The dude wants to know your name, man. His name is Ralph, man.
Okay, there's Cheech and Chong from the movie Up in Smoke, and we're really glad to have Cheech Marin in the studio right now. Did you ever, you know, get flack for your sort of wanton flaunting of authority? I mean, sort of the in-your-face attitude about authority? Or
no, we got highly paid for it. We got beautiful girls and lovely houses on the beach. Of course not. You know, I mean, because that we represented we were the dog soldiers of the Cultural Revolution, the foot soldiers, and so we represented them. And our motto was that we were the middle of the road dopers. And that was the norm of the nation, which proved to be true. So, well, we were preaching to the converted all the time.
1-800-989-8255, 1-800-989-TALK to talk to Cheech Marin. Let's go to Ginny, who's calling from Cleveland. Hi, Ginny.
Hi there.
Hi, Ginny.
I just actually called to thank you for making life easier for me when I was in high school.
Well, thank you, Ginny.
I was lying in a hospital bed in isolation with dying. They thought I was dying of spinal meningitis.
Really?
Stoned out on painkillers because I was in so much pain. And the nurses thought we were insane because I was doing all your routines to my mother, and she was screaming with laughter. And
thank
the nurses
you.
Thought we were nuts, you know.
And you got better?
And I got better,
See
yeah.
There? Comedy is the best salve.
It really is. It really is. And just thank you for all your years of work.
My pleasure, Jenny. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
Let's take a call. How about Claudia, who's calling from San Antonio? Hi, Claudia.
Hello. Yes, this is Claudia Reyes.
Yes.
I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Hi there.
And I just wanted to say that I really miss Nashford. I really enjoyed the show. And
you just dropped out for a second, Claudia. You said you
Nash
really
Bridges.
Missed Nash Bridges, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, me too. I miss the paycheck more than anything.
What did you like about the program, Claudia?
I just enjoyed, you know, the whole concept of the police show, and I think every time that Cheech Marin came on, it was just hilarious. He just brought this whole laugh effect to the show, even though it was the dramatic, you know, police series. He just always brought in that comic relief, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm honored that he portrays Hispanics in such a great way. And I never liked the term Chicano, but now I realize what it really means, and I'm going to start using it more.
They're very good. The process is working. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Claudia.
Okay, great. Thank you, and it's an honor speaking to you.
My pleasure, Claudia.
Thanks for your
Thank
call.
You. Bye-bye.
Let's take one more call. Daniel is calling from, no, I'm sorry, Mike is calling from Dewey, Arizona. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, Mike, you're on the air.
You bet. I grew up listening to Cheech and Chong and really love their music. And in regard to the drug aspect, are drugs anymore? What kind of, are drugs fun anymore? What kind of, how's it changed since the old days? And I know people have been devastated by it, and doesn't
are you asking if are you asking if drugs are fun or funny anymore?
Are drugs fun anymore? And what's his thoughts on how it affects people and in Mexico, what it's doing to the Mexican society?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't take much drugs anymore other than those prescribed by AARP, you know. So I'm not really in the market here. Every youth movement is going to have some intoxicant, whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever it is. There's a lot of money in drugs now, and so the addictive qualities are have been ratcheted up. We were just like potheads, you know. We were kind of benign potheads. And as soon as it started evolving into cocaine and speed and crack, I mean, we were never ever involved in that. I don't see really the good in that.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. Let's go to Seth, who's calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Seth.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm just curious. I'm a teacher in Lansing, Michigan, and I have a large Latino population of students, sixth mm-hmm. graders in my class.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out ways to get them excited about their culture. Do you know offhand any resources, anything for me to research or do in my classroom that could engage them in that way?
You know, from the art side, I can just get any one of these books that I've put out, which is, they're wonderful. Papel Chicano and Chicano Visions, they're both available in bookstores everywhere. Contribution, I have children's books out now. Cheech the Bus Driver, it's a character that I invented that is going to be a series of books now. Any of the online stuff, go to chicano-art-life.com and you can get a myriad of information there.
Did you get that, Seth?
I did. And Cheech the Bus Driver, when's that going to be coming out?
It's out right now. It's by HarperCollins, and you can get those in bookstores everywhere. It comes in Spanish and in English.
great. I appreciate it. And thanks for your incredible body of work as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Seth, for the call. We're talking to Cheech Marin, actor, director, writer, musician, art collector, and, of course, of Cheech and Chong fame. You can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's take a call from Tim in Nebraska. Hi, are you there, Tim?
Yes.
You're on the air.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening, Cornhusker?
Hey, what's up? I'm about as Cornhusker as you can be,
right.
And I'm also about as white as you can be.
That's good. I
work in a meat packing plant, uh-huh. And there's quite a few Hispanic people, and I used to date a Mexican girl, and so I've learned to speak Spanish, and
that helps
me out a lot in my job, and it shocks a lot of the
uh-huh.
Latino people, and they just freak out when they see a white boy speaking Spanish.
They like it too, huh?
Yeah, they do,
yeah.
And they always walk up to my supply window and just look at me like I'm crazy. But
it doesn't take much to get across, huh? I mean, you know, to extend a little, like you're talking to them and they talk right back to you.
Yep. But I just kind of basically called because I want to say that the Corsican Brothers, I believe, is probably the best movie you've ever made.
Gee, I wonder who thought that.
You knew there was someone out there.
There was somebody out there who thought that.
Me and my brother grew up watching that movie, and we'd watch it over and over, and we'd be in bed at night, and we'd be screwing around and being the Corsican Brothers.
All right, Tim. Well, thanks for the vote there for the Corsican Brothers, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Cheech, I want to read you an email from Betty in Chester, California. She
uh-huh.
writes, "What, if anything, is Cheech doing to encourage art education in public schools? In many schools, art is one of the first things cut when budgets get tight. Is he helping to keep programs alive in school?"
Yes, on a number of fronts. First of all, part of the proceeds from the a print series that we did from the show go to the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, which is the nation's largest funder of Hispanics going to college. And also, at every stop, we made 15 stops along the tour, there was an educational component that was provided by the Target stores. So that's very important with our association with corporate America, especially the Target stores. They're very, very wise. And there was outreach programs in every single city that we went to. And most of the cities extended the show because they couldn't fit all the school children that wanted to come. So there was it's been a very educational process.
Let's try to get one more call in here. Let's go to Eric from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Eric, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing today?
Very well, man. Thank you.
Mr. Cheech, I got to tell you, I've always seen you as an extremely intelligent person. Even when you were playing a doper and a pothead and you know, a jokester guy, I've always seen that there's a high degree of intelligence in you.
Thank you.
I was wondering, you're welcome. I was wondering, the characters you play, you play character as a character actor. Do you see yourself or any other Hispanics besides Jimmy Smits and Antonio Banderas playing leading man roles? Because, like you said, falling off the watermelon truck,
yeah.
They cast you guys aside.
Oh, increasingly, there's more and more. I mean, watch any soap opera. They always got Latinos on them. There's a bunch of them coming up all the time. Isa Morales, Nestor Cabonal. Boy, you know, I mean, it was funny because the Latino's entrance into movies was as the heartthrob Lothario, the Latin lover. And so they're leading men coming up all the time and leading women.
Eric, thanks for the call.
Right.
We also got a lot of Latino comedians coming up, people like George Lopez, Carlos Mencia.
I'm going to be playing with Carlos Mencia and et al. Tonight in Washington. We're doing a program because it's National Hispanic Awareness Month or Support Your Local Hispanic Month.
And is there something particular that sort of binds all, I mean, obviously the heritage, but I mean, is there something in terms of subject matter that binds these comedians together?
For the most part is familial references or familiar memories, but as is with just about anyone. But they're branching out more and more. I mean, I like the stuff that Carlos Mencia is doing right now.
Well, Cheech Marin, thanks so much for coming in. What a pleasure.
My pleasure.
That's Cheech Marin, actor, director, writer, musician, and art collector. He joined us here in Studio 3A. You can see a gallery of some of the works in Cheech's collection at npr.org/talk. The Papel Chicano exhibition is on view at Mesa Contemporary Arts of Mesa Arts Center in Arizona. Coming up, Busted for Being Black. We'll talk with Solomon Moore about the challenges of reporting while black, so stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
East LA!